We have, for the Children's Hospital, for this reason, it came to our attention that people thought we were too aloof out here and didn't care that much about the community or something. I don't know what it was, but we decided, well, gee, we better go out and seek some friends and see if we've got people who will give money to a children's hospital. We were told never to build a children's hospital because they hardly ever make money. I mean, can survive. Very few of them do. We've had analysis after analysis since the beginning of time that the other children's hospital out here on Skelly Drive terminated. Well, we started making an analysis, and they said, don't go into that business. It's a loss leader. And so John Kelly's idea was to do it, and Jake Henry's idea was to do it. Both of them wanted to do this, despite the fact that they'd be losing money. I think they are losing money today. But we created a different board of people here in Tulsa to serve on that board because we wanted some friends in Tulsa. That was the idea, to deviate from my dad's plan.
Very simple question here. Why is the hospital pink?
It was my mother's favorite color. She has a warm personality, and I think that the roses in her garden were always pink.
The doors opened with 275 beds, then expanded to 735 in 1969.
Yes.
Then you opened in the 15th anniversary of the hospital, the Natalie Warren Cancer Center.
Yes.
That must have been
difficult with my sister dying on her birthday. But we wanted to do something in her name. The hospital beds eventually got up to being 1,000 beds under Sister Blondine Fleming, who was administrator at that time.
So the cancer center is actually was a first of its kind, I believe, with all services, or most of them, of cancer treatment like chemo and radiation, all in one location.
Yes. It's very well managed today.
75, the Life Flight was launched, helicopter service, first of its kind.
Yes.
And then in 95, the Children's Hospital at St. Francis. Laureate Psychiatric Clinic in 1989, Chemical Dependency Eating Disorder Program.
Yes.
It must make you, and certainly your father, if he knew that, St. Francis Imaging Center, like St. Francis Heart Hospital, and here in Oklahoma particularly, a strong need for that since we are 4% above the national average and in need of heart services. Because we're high in smoking, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, lack of exercise. Mm-hmm.
Well, under my 22 years that I was chief executive officer, we built Laureate in 1989. We started the Warren Clinic, and I think we're up to 300 doctors now in the Warren Clinic. And then we opened up the hospital in Broken Arrow, a general hospital there, and then we opened up a heart hospital. And that heart hospital has now moved back to this campus for various reasons, but those were three additional hospitals, the psychiatric one, the heart hospital, and then the general hospital in Broken Arrow, which we've now expanded and are completing office space for doctors there. I'm so glad we started the Warren Clinic because the doctor groups that originally started to help St. Francis grow decided they wanted to start their own hospital, as you know, and they pulled away the orthopedic groups, then the surgical, urology. Because we have a clinic, we want to refer to our own doctors rather than the other doctors. The reason we went different ways is they wanted to have more money from our technical services that we did in the hospitals, such as x-rays and rehabilitation, things like that. They wanted to invade those income sources to join what they were getting as doctors. Talk about the Orthopedic Hospital of Oklahoma, which has a different name now. Found at Oral Roberts facility.
Speaking of Oral Roberts, when he wanted to build his hospital, and the feeling was, I think of other hospitals, that Tulsa was overbedded the way it was. Were you involved in any of that?
No, I wasn't involved in any of it.
Okay. You have been involved in the oil business, the construction business, and the hospital business.
Cellular telephone business.
Cellular telephone business.
And the horse racing business. So that's a business and not a hobby, I might mention.
Okay, and I'll get to that. But I was just thinking, is the hospital business more complicated of all those businesses?
Of all of them, it is absolutely the most complicated. You're subject to so many regulations. It's just extremely complicated. The main thing that we worry about from the foundation point of view, and I'm sure from the management of the hospital too, is your quality service. In other words, you have to provide quality care.
And here you take in also so many people without insurance, and the national conversation today is about health care reform, and people show up in emergency rooms and they don't have insurance, and ultimately your foundation apparently has to absorb that cost.
Well, the hospital has been doing that. Last year, I think it was above $40 million of people who couldn't pay their bills or the poor that would show up at the emergency rooms. The public doesn't get that very well, but we provide that.
The public doesn't understand it.
Yeah, they don't understand it, but we want to provide it. I mean, we want to take care of people who can't afford to pay.
So here in 2009, as we talk, not everybody in America has health insurance, and that's what the conversation is about.
Yeah.
So I would imagine you're following this
pretty closely.
Close.
There are facets of it that I don't like and facets I think are good.